Hi, it's Natasha Renault, and I popped along to the Top Gun Maverick press junket in London to interview some of the cast and crew. John Hamm plays Cyclone and, without giving away any spoilers, tells us what the film is about.
BFBS. The Forces Station.
It's a continuation of a story that started a long, long time ago with our good friend Maverick. And this film, you know, you don't have to have seen the first film, obviously. This film stands on its own, but for those who have seen the first film, there's a very wonderful nostalgic element to it as well, and we're very proud of what we made.
It's so beautiful, and it explores so many themes as well, and quite difficult ones at times.
It's a lot of things. It's an adventure, you know. It's a thrill ride. It's a popcorn movie. It's a blockbuster. It's all of those things, but it's also a movie about growing up, and becoming responsible, becoming an adult, becoming, you know. Different. You make different choices when you're in your 20s than you do when you're in your 50s, and I think that's why people are responding to this film as emotionally as they are.
So tell us a little bit about your role then. Who are you?
Well, speaking of being responsible, I'm the one that has to set the rules, and I'm kind of the boss, and the one who is the most responsible for all of the lives of the young men and women under his command, and including Maverick, including all of the younger pilots as well, and that's a responsibility that I think a lot of servicemen and women in real life have to deal with every day. And it was interesting learning about just the very real responsibilities that people in command of other people have to deal with on a day-to-day basis. It's very real.
So what was it like working with the U.S. Navy?
Phenomenal. I mean, first of all, they were so kind in opening up their ships and their planes and their they were so welcoming. And it was an amazing thing to get to peek behind the curtain and see just what they do day in and day out to keep the world safe. It's an impressive endeavor, for sure.
So when you saw the very first Top Gun film, what do you remember from that experience?
I just remember coming out of that movie and immediately wanting to see it again. But I also just remember thinking, like, that was the definition of cool. Like Tom Cruise and Val Kilmer, Rick Rossovich, Tom Skerritt, Michael Ironsides, everybody in that movie was cool. And it was sunglasses, and it was tan, and it was sweaty, and it was all of that stuff, and that was my generation's definition of cool, and I think that we get to establish a new generation's definition of cool with this one.
Now, I have to ask, there were some incredible planes, there were obviously the jets that were in the film, but in one of the opening sequences, we saw the P-51 Mustang. Did you get to go up in it, like, when they weren't shooting?
No, but I did get to see it. It's a beautiful plane. That's Tom's personal plane, obviously, and he's very proud of it, as he should be. It's a beautiful, legendary fighter plane from the World War II era. It's a 70-year-old plane now. And he keeps it in mint condition, and he loves flying it. And, there's only one Tom Cruise, you know? He is as advertised, and there's a reason he's been famous for the better part of four decades. He's not short on charisma, I'll tell you that much.
So what made you want to take on the role?
That, working with that guy, honestly. Not only working with him, but working with him on this project was something I thought was going to be very special, and I'm very, very proud of what we made.
There were some amazing shots. I mean, the fact that the, you know, guys and girls, they've got to really pilot those jets. What are you going to take away from the filmmaking experience?
I was inundated with Tom's enthusiasm for filmmaking, and it goes up and down the cast and crew, and Joe Kaczynski brought to the table was amazing. Jerry Bruckheimer is a producer, just legendary, all up and down the cast. So it was exciting to get a chance to make a film at this level. They don't make them like this very often, and it was very, very thrilling to get a chance to be a part of it.
BFBS, the Forces Station.
Joseph Kaczynski was only 12 when the first film came out and tells us what it means to him to direct the sequel, Top Gun Maverick.
BFBS, the Forces Station.
Well, when I saw it, to me, it always kind of represented in my mind the ultimate summer film. So when Jerry Bruckheimer sent me an early draft of the script for this, I certainly had those memories in the back of my head. But then re-watching it when I took on this film, I definitely saw it through different eyes. It was a character-driven drama at the center of the film, and I think that's why the film is so memorable. Certainly the action was something people talk about, and the volleyball and all that, but I think the reason the film has endured is because that friendship between Maverick and Goose is such a powerful one, and so that's kind of what became the basis of something to build on for this film.
the themes that are explored are actually really deep. You know, we're talking about growing old, mm-hmm. the loss of people. How did you decide what themes you were going to carry through from the first film into this film?
It was just, you know, what emotionally resonated with me and with Tom, and that was this idea of Maverick having to reconcile with Goose's son. You know, they've had a coming apart, which you'll find out about in the film. But the idea of them having to reconcile their relationship set against preparation for a mission deep into enemy territory seemed to have all the kind of things we needed for a film like this to kind of dive into it. So getting that emotional core figured out first was the most important thing. And then from there, it was, you know, how do we capture this story and how do we capture it in the most authentic way possible? And that obviously led to shooting the aerial scenes for real, working with the U.S. Navy and Top Gun to capture these scenes for real.
It's an incredible film. And, you know, the cast, they were taught to fly these jets, act themselves, film themselves. How much of a challenge was that in the filmmaking process?
You know, every film has its own challenges, and this one was all about preparation and rehearsal and endless briefs and debriefs, which your military audience is used to. So yeah, we would start with a two-hour brief in the morning, go through every shot of the day. Then we'd go into a rehearsal buck, which was a mock-up of the F-18 cockpit, and go through every shot, every line, every eye line, every piece of choreography. Then they'd go up, they'd run the cameras themselves. They'd come back, we'd load the footage into the monitor, we'd all watch it. We'd point out what worked, what didn't work, and then if it didn't work, we'd send them up again.
You were so inspired by the first film when you were younger that you went on to study aerospace and mechanical engineering. So what was it like for you to combine those two passions?
I mean, it was great and really necessity with this film because the technical hurdles to pull it off were great. It took us about 15 months to develop this camera system and get it approved by the Navy. I had an incredible camera crew, an incredible DP, Claudio Miranda and his crew that custom built mounts and lenses and switches so that this whole system would work. But having that background certainly was helpful, especially dealing with the Navy and having to understand all the kind of technicalities. You know, everything you see in this film is grounded in reality. So, you know, for me, it was a real thrill just because I was interested in the subject.
BFBS, the Forces Station.
While chatting to Greg Tarzan Davis and Danny Ramirez, Jay Ellis, who plays Payback, was telling us what it meant to him to be involved in the film as his father served with the U.S. Air Force.
BFBS, the Forces Station.
It was amazing. I mean, you know, I was telling these guys this the other day, like going on base for the first time when we shot Top Gun, it just made me think of my child, like my entire childhood just flashed back. I'd lived on 8 or 9 different Air Force bases while I was growing up, and every moment of my childhood that was spent on those bases, at least the memories anyway, so many of them just popped back into my head, and I just felt like I was getting this opportunity to honor the men and women, honor my father, my grandfathers, and the men and women who, you know, so selflessly, you know, sacrificed their time away from their families and sometimes their lives. It was an honor. It was absolutely amazing. My dad was a little disappointed that it was the Navy and not the Air Force, but he still loves me. At least he tells me that. I believe him. I do.
What was it like for you all to fly in the F-18s? Because that was a lot of training you had to go through.
Yeah, it's really hard to describe to somebody who's never been in it because the feeling is surreal. Like if somebody were to describe it to me, like pulling G's, what that actually feels like. Like pulling a G is when your body weight is multiplied and pressed against you. And if you don't know what that feels like. I mean, the closest thing you can get to is like a dog pile, and that's not close at all. But
I think the movie does, the great thing about the movie, I think, is that it's the best way to articulate that sensation. Because there is no word to be like, this is what it feels like, but rather seeing the movie, I think it puts you back there, I think. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, as you say, you're pulling some serious G's. Mm-hmm. The maneuvers were incredible. Did any of you throw up?
Did any of you throw up?
Did I? I'm the only one that wants to admit what really happened.
You will be the only one to admit.
There is no wanting to admit.
I did not.
She asked a question, and
okay.
We want the truth.
I puked 2 or 3 times out of like the 12, 15 flights or so
on the F-18.
And on the extra, I don't think I actually did puke on the extra throughout the whole process. I got sick. I mean, there's a clip of me going in the extra during training. But I think, I learned how to puke in rally, which is called... a strategic chunder.
Chunder.
Right? I learned how to strategic chunder, which I was very proud of because I just didn't think that I was capable of that. But through the process, Tom showed us that we're capable of many things.
Yeah.
So what was it like working with him and developing your characters? And, you know, he gave the opportunity to do something that not many people get to do.
Seven people,
yeah. It was amazing. I mean, we talk about, like, how we all grew up watching Tom Cruise movies, and you see this like, excellence on screen, right, when it comes to his films, but you don't know what it takes to get to that finished product. And then we got to get inside of it and see it and see the specificity and the care and the detail and how the safety and all of those things that go into it.
The stamina,
yeah, mm-hmm. The endurance, like all of that. And then you realize that, like, while you're sitting there still in awe watching mm-hmm. Tom Cruise do it, you're A, soaking up so much of it, but because, like, you're doing it with him, you're also learning it yourself. And mm-hmm. then you come out on the other end of it and you're like, yeah, I could do that. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, I did that. Like, it's great. It's amazing.
It demystifies the process of, like, how he does it. Not saying it's easy, but, you know, you understand the work ethic that goes into it and you're able to prepare moving forward. I think when we go into another job, we would all be able to say, oh, we can do that stunt. Let's break it down in these beats.
But it's beyond the stunt. It's, like, it's anything of, like, that high quality. When you realize, like, why a three-minute – like the flight sequences in this, like, are just perfect. It's like realizing, like, oh wait, it's a 3 minutes. It translates to 3 minutes on screen, but that was 3 months of hard work to get mm-hmm. to that. So it's like, it's really just connecting. Like, it's a lot of sweat equity to be able to build that quality and then translate it on screen. Mm-hmm. So honestly, yeah, you're going back and working with Tom again, but then working on other projects after Top Gun, I was like, oh wow, we gotta raise this bar up in a lot of places. Yeah.
BFBS, the Forces Station.
In the first film, we heard about the Admiral's daughter, who Maverick had a brief relationship with, and Jennifer Connelly plays her in this film.
BFBS, the Forces Station.
This character, Pete Mitchell, Maverick, is called in to train, like, the most elite squadron of pilots for this very precarious mission. Is the most basic storyline.
And you yourself, you play an incredible character, a very strong female lead. But what made you want to get involved in it?
I had worked with the director, Joe Kaczynski, before on a movie called Only the Brave, and I had loved working with him. I think he's a great director. I was excited to work with him again. I thought it was a great idea and really exciting, the idea of doing a Top Gun sequel. And then I read the script and I thought it was really strong. I thought they had a great idea for the sequel, and I like my character, so it was really exciting.
And it's a very iconic film, you know, to get the sequel after all of these years. We've all been waiting for it. But do you remember when you saw the very first film and what your thoughts were at the time?
I remember being really impressed by the flying. I'd never seen anything like that. I thought that was really powerful. Those songs, I could never get them out of my head. Like, they followed me everywhere at that time. They seemed to be everywhere. And Tom's character was kind of iconic from the get-go.
You're talking about the music. It's interesting because a lot of that music comes back into this film.
Mm-hmm.
But some of the actors, they got to fly these incredible jets, the F-18s. Did you get to go up in the P-51 Mustang that it's appearing and you get to stand outside? Because we see you a little bit in it, but did you get to go up?
Yeah, I was in it. I know you only see a little bit, but we were up there for like 2.5 hours or something filming. And Tom was the pilot. And it was incredible. You know, we took off at sunrise and we were filming out in the desert. So it was pretty extraordinary, you know, flying, seeing that.
So when you saw the film completed on the screen, what were your thoughts? Because I know I was just completely breathtaking, you know, all the shots, everything we saw there.
Yeah, I thought they did such a great job. I hadn't seen any of the flying sequences because I'm not part of it, and I didn't see them filming. So I got to just watch it as a moviegoer, and I thought they were so intense and, like, just exceeded my expectations. I couldn't believe what they accomplished.
And what are you going to take away from this filmmaking experience?
I've never experienced anything quite like it, honestly. It was, you know, the scale of the movie, all of the kind of experiences, flying in the plane, sailing in the boat, riding on the motorcycle, driving in the, you know, it's like there were a lot of extraordinary things that we did. It was a great process working with Tom. I really enjoyed that. I had a great time.
You referred to the boat. We see you sailing. Is that you?
Yes.
And yeah. Did you train to do that before, or is that something you already knew how to do?
I was taking sailing lessons for the movie. Yeah, so pretty much everywhere I was going leading up to it, I was taking sailing lessons. New York Harbor being like one of the most terrifying places to be as a beginning sailor, where there's so much traffic, you know.
So will you now take that up as a hobby, or is that just
I haven't kept it up, but I have thought about it because I really enjoy it. I really like sailing, so I may come back to it.
BFBS, the Forces Station.
In the first film, we lost Goose, but in this film, we meet Rooster, his son, played by Miles Teller, who enjoyed getting to work alongside the US Navy.
BFBS, the Forces Station.
It was really special, I think, that once we understood that these guys were still doing their normal work schedule, all these pilots are still training constantly, and then they were doing this kind of additionally to their workload. I thought that was really wonderful that they allowed us to do it. And then we stayed on the carrier for like 2 weeks. We stayed on naval bases pretty much the entire time. So you really get a sense of how these kind of servicemen and women are living too, which, you know, I think we all got a lot from that experience.
So talk us through the training that you did with them then.
Well, we had to pass the Naval Aviator Overwater Survival Training Course, which anybody who's going to be in a jet over water, you have to pass that. So that includes us. The Navy, the pilots have to pass this test every 4 years, but it's a lot of stuff in the water, obviously, and it leads up to this thing that you have to pass at the very end. It's called the Dunker, where they strap you and three other people into a chair, into your harness. They blindfold you, and then they start submerging this kind of simulated aircraft in the water. So now you're blindfolded, strapped to a chair, underwater, and then they slowly start to spin you upside down. And then you have to get out, like, safely. And that was a component of it, as well as all the flying that we were doing in the F-18.
It must have been really intense to go through all that. Was there anything in the training or perhaps learning to fly the F-18s that were really challenging for you?
I mean, the Dunker, that thing I was telling you about, like, that's a lot of people's nightmare, you know, being strapped down. I mean, it's a magic trick, you know, you're strapped down, upside down, blindfolded. And then the flying, man, there was a lot of flying stuff that was really intense. I mean, almost every time we went up in the air, we're doing something that no civilian will really ever get the chance to do.
So you pulled some serious G's when you were flying. Yeah. Some incredible maneuvers. How did you avoid throwing up?
I don't know. I was saying, I think I had a lot of late nights in college that I think prepared me for that.
So what are you going to take away from all of this?
I'm just really proud to be a part of a film that really showcases what these men and women are doing and the sacrifices that they make. I love that we're delivering this film to a fan base that has been anxiously waiting for, you know, for a long time, and just working with Tom, you know, you don't know how somebody else works until you get to work with them. You can hear stories, but when you actually see how it's done, and from somebody like Tom, who's, you know, been at the top for such a long time, that's what I'll take away from it.
BFBS, the Forces Station.